Today is the fourth week of Easter, and it's traditionally within the church cycle that we celebrate Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And the symbolism of a Good Shepherd goes back to many years and centuries, actually centuries ago, where they put together a Good Shepherd with leadership, that those that were Good Shepherd of their people were those that were good leaders and had people follow them. And so today, I don't know about you, but it's one of my best and favorite images of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, because it gives me great comfort. It gives me great knowledge that he always has your back, doesn't he? He always has your best interests in mind. He wants the good for each of us. He wants to always guide us on the right path. And he always is willing to stick out his neck when one goes astray. When we go into sin, when we stray from the Lord in his gaze of where he's leading us. But he always brings us gently back and welcomes us back to his flock. And so I think that's one of the reasons why that's my best and favorite image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. It gives me great peace, and it makes me feel loved, wanted, and needed. And I think that's for all of us, that we all want to be loved, wanted, and needed. And in today's gospel, we heard different images of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The first one is that of leadership, that he desires to lead us all to eternal life and to salvation. He's all leading us on the path of righteousness. He desires for us all to keep our focus on him and to keep wanting the good that he wants for each of us. He wants us all to be happy, to be satisfied, and to have a life of plenty. And we cannot have those fulfillments within us if we do not follow the Lord. Because of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, always has our back. He always wants the good for us. As we heard in the gospel, a hired hand does not have the interest of those that they shepherd, because they're in it for the pay. And we all have worked or worked for people who its bottom line is always the dollar, isn't it? And we feel pressured to be productive. We feel pressured to meet the demands and the projections of our work. And we don't feel valued. We don't feel needed. We feel like we're just a check in the box. But that isn't how Jesus sees each of us. He laid down his life on Good Friday for our eternal salvation. He loves each of us. He's totally invested in each of us and wants the good for us, because he shepherds with his heart, whereas the hired hand shepherds for the almighty dollar. And we see another message that Jesus is trying to share with us in today's gospel is that my sheep know me and I know them. Because we cannot follow and are not invested in following Christ if we don't have a relationship with him. If we don't follow him and desire what he desires for us. He desires salvation for each of us. And he knows that this life is difficult. But if we follow the path that he wants to lead us, some of the difficulty will be set to the side. So he wants us to always herd together as a community of believers to follow him and to trust in him, because he will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He will always lead us to green pastures of plentifulness. But as you know, sheep aren't the most intelligent animal, are they? I'm not comparing us to sheep, probably myself. But a few years ago, as a seminarian, I was in Bowman, North Dakota, and I was with Father Eberle there, and he was always looking for a good, cheap meal. So he went to the livestock ring one Monday. And it was interesting to watch the sale go. The cattle, there was cows, they'd bring them in. And then when they were sold, they'd open the other door and they'd go out. But when they brought in the sheep, if they opened the other door after that they had sold them, they would bunch up in a corner where the gates are. They wouldn't naturally go to the opening. So many times the salesman would put a noose around one of the sheep's necks, and he would lead one out, and the rest would follow. And it kind of just reminded me of today's gospel, and also that Jesus always wants to lead us. He always wants to lead us to goodness. And sometimes we fall away from him and his path into sin, but he always wants to bring us back, and he wants to lead us on the right path. And it just was a gentle reminder that, yes, I don't know all the answers of salvation history. I don't know all the theology of the church, but I have faith and I believe. And that's what he's asking of each of us. I don't know what heaven is like, and I'll be honest with all of you, I'm a simple person, but I know heaven is better than here, because I don't think anyone who dies and goes to heaven says, geez, I wish I was back on earth because it was better. No, the best is for last. Jesus saved the best for last, and God the Father will fulfill all our wants, our desires, and our needs. That when we get there, we're going to say, geez, I wish I had been here sooner. But that's how I view my faith, to follow Christ willingly, to allow him to guide me, even when I don't feel like it, even when I stray, he gently brings me back. And we also heard about Jesus, how he came not for this fold, but for others. And that what the commentators are trying to tell us in that is that Jesus did not just come for the salvation of the Jewish people. He came for the Gentiles and those that were not believing. He came for all of us. Jesus is a universalist who came for all people. He desires all people throughout our world to be saved and to have eternal life with him. And he likes to be the one leader of the one church. And that's what it was. Jesus was the leader, and the flock is all the believers. And it really pains the Lord to know how we've splintered, how the Christian faith has splintered into all these different religions. And there's many religions, as we all know, in our Christianity today. And that really hurts and wounds the Lord. And as Christians, we need to reach out to those that are not Catholic and to love them and to pray for them and to always be welcoming to them, because Jesus desires for us all to be one. And I think in today's world, more than ever, we need to be united. We need to put aside our differences and to love and appreciate each other. For we're all members in the fold of Christ's flock. He desires us to love one another, to appreciate one another. We all bring different gifts to the flock. We all have different limitations, but we all bring goodness to the flock. We have members that are challenged physically. We have young and we have old. And I was kind of reminded in preparing for this week's homily just about my dad, who's many of you know is in the nursing home here in Bismarck, and 80% of the time he's pretty mentally with it. 20% of the time he probably struggles with some memory issues. And about 3 weeks ago, he was calling me, and I thought, well, it's a blessing he knows how to call me. But he called me, and he was in Detroit Lakes and wanted me to come and get him. And I said, no, you're in Bismarck. And then the next day he called me and said he can't find the car. And so I decided, you know, I was a little nervous because I knew in his mind that's very real. He was anxious, he was stressed, he was worried. And in his world, that was the reality. And so I made some doctor's appointments, and with this COVID and everything, it's been hard to visit this last year, as we all know. But I made a commitment that I'll try to go see him every other day, even if it's for 20 or 30 minutes. I'm going to make that commitment. And I noticed a change in his disposition. You know, he even his alertness and his willingness to enter into conversation and be with it, and I'd ask where you're at, and he'd say North Bismarck, and I'd say, yes, you're right. And I think what it is we, as sheep in the fold, we need each other. We need contact with one another. We need to feel valued. We need to feel wanted and needed. And telephone calls and text messages and emails just don't cut the mustard, do they? We're people made to be social with one another and to grow in our unity with one another. And that's something that made me step back and say, what is my priority here? My priority is to carve out a little bit of time every other day to pop in and have a cup of coffee with him and just see how his day is. And just how I saw that change in how he's able to respond and his level of alertness has just changed tremendously. So it just reminds me of how we are each called to be shepherds in this world. All of our first communicants, we all belong to different flocks. We have work flocks, we have neighborhood flocks, we have team flocks from sports we play. We have all kinds of flocks that we each belong to. And the Lord wants us to be a light and to be a leader in those flocks that we represent each day. To bring the love, the compassion, the mercy of Christ to all we encounter. And so that's our challenge today as we come to the table to celebrate this Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our faith. Jesus physically nourishes us so that we can leave these doors and go and minister and be Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to all we encounter this coming week.